Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is with you.
Searches for his living soul, searches places that he don't want to go, looks for love and for hope. He finds a world that's abandoned them both. Yeah, yeah. All the lies tell us just who to be. Set you free. What we need is that love, the love that comforts from heaven above.
Hi, I'm Kathleen McCarthy, and you're listening to What the World Needs Now, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. I invite you to join me in this hour of God's healing power. Call and join us in conversation and prayer. Remember, what the world needs now is God, and God is love. Well, welcome once again to What the World Needs Now. You are listening to Kathleen McCarthy. And as always, first and foremost, I want to praise and thank God for this beautiful Catholic radio apostolate. And I also want to praise and thank God for each of you. I might be the voice behind this microphone, but it is you. It is your ministry that continues to forward the gospel. And without your generous support and prayer and financial help, it just wouldn't happen. So you can give yourself a hand, because you have been the backbone of this entire Catholic radio ministry. And with me today, I think it'll be a wonderful program. I invite you to call in conversation, join us. Of course, you might be listening today and find out that, hey, I went through that program. And I'm talking about Mary Ann Harrington. I'm blessed to have her here today, and she is from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. She is the director for the Office of Formation of the Laity, and many of you know that program as CMI, Church Ministry Institute. And my brothers and sisters, listen up. If you've never heard of CMI, or you haven't heard of the Formation for the Laity, maybe it's about time that the Lord, who blessed you from baptism and confirmation, maybe he's tapping you to use your gifts to build up the kingdom of God, to use your gifts to evangelize, to catechize. So I want to invite you today to call in 610-527-2906. Again, 610-527-2906. Or you can call anywhere else in the United States toll-free, 1-888-343-2484. Also with me today, my dear friend, best friend, is Pat Loughran. I don't know what I'd do without her. And she just drove me down from the Scranton Diocese. We got in here just in time for the program today. So Pat Loughran, I always say, Maureen's my right hand, you're my right hand also. So
thank you, Kathleen.
God bless. Welcome to be here today. Mary Ann, tell us a little bit. Now, I didn't realize this. I spoke with Mary Ann. We prayed before the program a moment and literally just began to speak a moment or two before I went on the air. And as well informed I thought I was about the church ministry program, I just found out myself that it's 30 years?
30 years in 2011.
Wow.
We'll celebrate our 30th anniversary. And church ministry began in 1981, And as Kathleen and I just talked about, it was the beginning of the diaconate program at the same time, and church ministry was a prerequisite. So the men that were going to eventually apply for diaconate were a part of it.
Yeah.
But from the beginning, it was always meant to be a program for the laity and to help the laity be formed in their faith so that they could follow their baptismal call, let those waters really wash over them and allow them to be filled with God's grace so that they could serve and minister in the church in a fuller way.
And I will really ask you today, I think it's important, very important. I had wanted to bring Mary Ann on for the past year, and we finally had connected and dates that were comparable, and so we're blessed to have her with us today. The Archdiocese of Philadelphia really is so concerned with having the laity involved in all levels of the church. And you might think you don't really have any gifts that you're aware of, but God has poured out his Spirit upon you. He didn't give a little to you and a little to me and a little to Mary Ann, a little to Pat. He poured out his Spirit on each one of us. So you have the gifts, and many people, wouldn't you agree, Marianne, they're not even aware of the gifts they have.
I would agree that people really are not aware of their gifts, and one of my favorite things to share with our church ministry students is that in the church are all the gifts that are needed, but it's only when each one of us bring those gifts that the fullness of the church can be built up. And so we're waiting for all those gifts to be used, not just the ones that are already involved,
but
somewhere all of the gifts need to come forward and be shared, and then the Spirit works in its fullest.
Amen. And so often we see that people look at others. You know, I'm sure you've experienced it a million times. I know Pat has, I have. They'll look at you in your own particular ministry, and they'll say, I couldn't do that, or I wish I could do that. And the truth is that we're a mission church, and every single baptized Christian has a call to be that missionary, to bloom where they're planted. And I don't think that every single person realizes that they have tremendous gifts. And this kind of a program, it really allows you to say, hey, I have those strengths, or okay, I have weaknesses, but I've seen myself manifest these gifts, and I didn't even know they were gifts. And I think that's why so often this kind of a program, and we are blessed in our archdiocese. I mean, our shepherds and our priests are wonderful. But to have bishops and our cardinal, they really are so involved with the laity. And they're so accessible. We're blessed, to have His Eminence come in here quite often and do the whole hour program with me. And he's coming in again in October.
Nice.
But how blessed we are that we have the princes of the church encouraging the laity to, come. And I really feel it's a tremendous time in the church. And if you listen to Benedict XVI, he calls it a time for the laity.
The Pope and our bishop and our cardinals have all really supported that.
And
the Pope
recently
has talked about the laity and their role in the church and the need to really become more involved and to realize more their call through their baptism. And so we've been encouraged by all of our leaders.
Exactly.
You're right. And in many of the parishes, our pastors and priests are so supportive of our program because they recognize that when their parishioners come to our program, when they grow in their relationship with God, when they learn more about their faith, and when they appreciate the teachings of the church, and when they pick up the skills that they need to be able to work more fully in the church, that they're sent back with confidence and stronger and more ready to serve. And so our pastors are real supportive. During the third year of the church ministry, when our participants do a project in ministry, many wonderful things have happened in our parish communities because of that.
And many new ministries have really started up because of that.
That's exactly right.
Being involved, of course, in a Catholic lay apostolate myself as a Catholic lay evangelist, all the priests that I have met and talked to at different conferences and different parishes, they all talk about the gift of people realizing that there is something there to hone the natural gifts that they have, but to bring them out from them. And they do welcome them.
Oh, they do. And one of the blessings I find in our church ministry is when people come together in each of our classes, in sites all throughout the Archdiocese, that each of those groups form a community. And in that community of 15 to 20 people, they support each other. They really become a close-knit yes. community that grows together. And how they help each other, you know, with ideas and with prayer is mm-hmm. just phenomenal. And so it's a real special blessing
it
as well.
Is. And I will also say, you have the cream of the crop coming in there, teaching and sharing their gifts. And I think of all those, in all the years that I've seen people come through the program, one thing I am so aware of is that the people that are teaching the program, whatever specific one it is, whether it's on prayer or the sacraments or the different organizations that are involved in the church, most people were dumbfounded by that. They didn't realize that Mother Church is so large and so many different organizations within the church stem from the Catholic Church. They weren't even aware
That's
of
right.
it. And so I want to encourage you today. You know, Pat, you just asked me a little bit ago, do you have to go down into
Philadelphia?
Now, you mm-hmm. happen to have one up near you. Wouldn't you be interested now that you found that out?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I never knew it existed.
Yeah. And so if you're listening today and you'd like to ask Mary Ann a particular question about the program, I will tell you it's still a three-year program.
It still is a three-year program.
Right. So you want to make first come and see and look into it. You can certainly come into a class and see if this is what you're looking for. And then make a commitment. They'll be the three of the best years you've ever experienced. You're not only growing faith, you'll grow in holiness, and you'll also grow in a deeper awareness that the church needs you. The church needs you to use your gifts and your talents to really build up the kingdom of God. And as Mary Ann said so beautifully, the truth is, their gift, as long as as vast as the body of Christ is, you can't count the gifts of the Spirit. There'd be no way you could count them because they're God. It's God, the third person of the Blessed Trinity. And, of course, the Father sent Jesus to go into the world to bring us freedom, that we could be free from sin and enter in to be adopted children of the Father through Jesus Christ. So all those gifts that Jesus said he was going to send through the Paraclete, he certainly has. And these are gifts that are within each and every one of us. So give us a call, 610-527-2906. And again, you might want to ask a certain question about the church ministry. You might want to ask Mary Ann a certain question that has nothing to do with the ministry, maybe about her own journey. What brought her to this place? Because I'm going to bring that up. And so give us a call, 610-527-2906, or again, toll free anywhere else in the United States, 1-888-343-2484. Mary Ann, I am going to ask you one question that I've been really thinking about that I've noticed. It's not just all women anymore.
Oh, no.
Really have really men and women together coming in, and it's almost even Stephen.
In many of the sites, it is.
Yeah.
It is as many men as there are women. And again, they bring the gifts that they have. And so when God calls, if we all listen, it certainly will be men and women who
Amen.
Respond.
That's right. Now, how many sites, we just talked about that, I know, how many sites are there? Because maybe somebody says, well, I don't want to go into the city, and somebody else says, well, I don't want to go all the way up to Lansdale. What are the sites?
We have sites on three different nights in eight different locations. Tuesday nights, we're at Bishop Shanahan out in Chester County, and we're opening a new site this year at St. Andrew's in Newtown.
Oh, wow.
That site will be a parish site and a little bit different than the others. I'll explain that in a minute. On Wednesday night, we're still at Lansdale Catholic, and we're opening a site at St. Barnabas in Southwest Philadelphia.
Okay.
On Thursday nights, we are at Archbishop Bryan High School and at St. Matthias. St. Matthias, right, you know, in Bala Cynwyd. Mm-hmm. And so this year we opened the two new sites at St. Andrews and at St. Barnabas. Those sites are going to open with a class, and that class will begin there and stay there for 3 years. But there'll only be one group. At all of the other locations, each year we bring in a new group. So mm-hmm. there's a year 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
With both St. Andrews and St. Barnabas, we're hoping to attract people from areas that have not come to us previously. So we tried to make it a little bit closer to some
good.
Folks. Yeah.
And it's good we're getting the word out about that because, of course, this goes out through the entire diocese as well as into, you know, all throughout Jersey, southern Jersey, and into Delaware. And you don't have to be part of the Archdiocese, or do you, to come into this program?
No. We've often had people from Camden. We've had people that have been in the Allentown Diocese and Wilmington as well.
Okay, so that's good to know. Yeah, so don't feel that you're, you know, you have to be in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia to participate because, as Mary Ann just said, you know, they've had people come from Allentown, even Delaware. So just come on and look into it. You know, the Lord says, come and see. And once you taste of that, believe me, you'll stay.
Let me just add our other two sites Hispanic.
Oh,
and
very good.
And so last year we opened our first site, and it's up at the Catholic Institute in North Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And they have a year one group, and we'll be moving on to year two. And this year we're opening a site in Bensalem at Our Lady of Fatima.
Oh,
also
wonderful.
Also, will be in Spanish.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Now that we have a very large contingency of you know, of the Spanish people, the Hispanic, and they'll be glad to hear that. Yeah, that's very good. And if you didn't have a pen with you and you don't have you know, an opportunity right now to write that down, you can always call the program here. I can forward the information to you. Or if you have a website, which I'm sure you do, yep.
If you go on the website, you can certainly find us. Church Ministry is under the Office for Formation of the Laity.
Okay. And if you'd like to email her, you can do M, capital M, small h, Harrington, at adelphia.org. And I will tell you right now, everybody that I went through this program myself. I remember saying, Mary said to me, well, do you want to be grandfathered into it? And I was like, no, I actually want to go through it. I didn't know why. Mm-hmm. I really didn't know why, because I'd been in ministry for, at that time, I guess about 25 years as a Catholic lay evangelist. But I really felt that God was calling me to do it. So I did it. And I can tell you this, you're getting it from my own mouth. It is the finest program. It's well-structured, great teachers. All the materials are wonderful. And you have retreat at a certain point. And I just would encourage you, if you've been thinking about what you can do in the church, this is something, a program that you can benefit from in such a way that you'll really be helping not only your parish, but everybody you come in contact with, because you'll start to recognize your own gifts and your own talents. And that's what, you know, this program particularly, one of the charisms I believe the Lord laid on my heart when I said yes to this ministry, and that is to bring the fire of God's love to the world. And I always tell everybody, you have a gift. You have many gifts. Do you realize it? And are you willing to use those gifts? And we gain confidence by going through a program like this. So I can't tell you how much I think it's not only worthwhile, but it's really needed. And I would encourage all of you today. I mean, we have a representative of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia today. She is the director of the Formation of the Laity. And she is, of course, directs that CMI, Church Ministry Institute program. I would just tell you this, that many parishes don't have anything like this. We're really blessed in this archdiocese.
Yes,
once again, this is something that God has provided for his people. and I would encourage you to look into it, to come and see. Don't hesitate to, as I said, you can certainly go to any one of those sites and sit in on a class, see what it's all about. Go ahead, Pat.
Who started this program?
The program began, as I said, in 1981, and it was begun as a program through the Archdiocese for the diaconate and preparing people to be, you know, ordained in the diaconate.
Mm-hmm. And so, a permanent deacon.
Yes, to be a permanent deacon.
And was it a lay people?
It was always a priest.
Oh,
and so
okay.
Right now, it escapes me who it was. I think it was Father McGarity that was in the very beginning.
Okay.
I was the first lay director in 1999, and I followed Father or Monsignor Andy Golias, who was in charge of it at that point. And in 1999, when I came on board with the program, it had just separated from the permanent diaconate program, and the focus was for the diaconate to have a longer, more intense formation program for those men, and for the laity to focus more on their role in the church. And at that time, we moved it from a two-year to a three-year program.
Okay.
And one of the wonderful things about the church ministry is it really is focused on the formation of the laity, not academics. And so although our teachers, as Kathleen keeps saying, are wonderful experts in their field of theology, passionate about what they teach, the way the program is laid out is to be a formation program. So as they learn, our people participate in a lot of reflection.
Mm-hmm.
They meet with mentors regularly throughout the year. And so it's not papers, it's not tests, but it's hearing what God is saying to me in my life and reacting to that. So it's learning in a way where we put it right into practice so that we can do what God's calling us to do.
Hannah, I'm going to get with you. And Anonymous, I'm going to get with you also. But one of the things I wanted to bring out, and you just hit on it, a question that you have is probably on a lot of people's mind. You don't get homework. So if you think, well, how will I ever start studying when I got all this work that I'm doing?
That was my next question.
There you go.
It's a good
it's
one.
Very little. You read, and then you put together a project, and that's fun. That's fun. So let's take this call. Hello, Hannah.
Hello.
How are you?
Who is this?
It's Kathleen, Hannah.
Oh, okay.
You're on the air.
Oh, my goodness. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to call in and, talk about the church ministry. And I'm a graduate of the 2010 class from Lansdale. And what a wonderful experience it has been for me. As Marianne has said, the bond of friendship and community among our classmates is just outstanding. And how much all of us have grown deeper in my faith, deeper in our faith, you know. And we're still discovering all our gifts and doing different ministries. And I just feel so strongly about the program. I feel it's one of the best things that's ever happened in my life. It brought about my own deeper relationship with God, deeper conversion, and it's not overwhelming. I think a lot of times when people think about a program, you know, oh, it's 3 years and, you know, it's a lot of study, it's freeing in the fact that there's no tests involved.
Exactly.
It's more of enrichment, and people, the instructors are so well trained. They're all mostly all laity. A few sisters have and deacons have been part of the program in my experience, but they really break it down so that you can understand different aspects of the faith. Topics are including prayer, spirituality, church history, catechism, liturgy. I mean, it's so broad. And we get a little taste of it. And what it does for me is whet my appetite to want to learn more and go out and read more, but I'm not burdened with tests. You know what I mean? It's not like we're going to be academically challenged.
Exactly. And, you know, you again, Hannah, you're a beautiful show and tell.
Well?
You're a beautiful show and tell, I said. One of the things I think, too, that you're sort of alluding to, is it doesn't matter where you're at in your formation. We can always grow more. The day I feel like I arrived, that would be the day that I fell so far behind. And one of the things I think is important is to tell our listening audience today that you might be well, you know, you might have been involved in many different programs, and that's wonderful. That's you're going to bring a lot to the class as far as sharing and talking in these group sessions. And so I think you got a... Well, Hannah, we lost you because you couldn't hear us evidently, but your radio, I could hear myself saying everything I'm saying now on the air. You were a great show and tell, and you're very well formed, and you had one of the best formations. And so for you to come out of this program and say again that how much you have grown, I can tell you, I was a Catholic lay evangelist for 25 years when I went through that program. And even for myself, who have been so involved in the church, so much involved in catechizing and evangelizing all those years, there's so much I learned going through there, different aspects of it. So I want to tell you that no matter where your formation is, don't think, well, I've been involved in the church for now. I've been involved in Eucharistic ministers. I've been involved in this. I've been giving talks here. It doesn't matter, because we can always grow. We can always learn. We can always deepen our relationship with the Lord. And Pat,
how are you doing?
How are you doing?
I need to change the phones. Can you give me 1 second, please?
Okay.
I have a difficult time hearing you. Hey, the reason I'm calling you is not to ask a question, but to say, my wife and I have attended the course, and it's our completion of our first year. And I got to tell you, it is a great, great program. We have my wife has always been, attended. You know, has always been a Catholic. I've my journey home. You know, and my journey home to it. And we were encouraged to go to the class.
Yes, you were.
We went, and it was so exciting because there was some. Our class is made up. I mean, it's about 18 of us. And it's like, number one, we've got family we didn't have before. Number two, everyone there, I don't care how long you've been a Catholic, we were all learning something new.
Amen.
And it was reaffirming so much for me on my journey home. It's like, I mean, I had, you know, it's like to find out that the church believed the same, so much of the same stuff I believed in. It was like, oh, this is great. Oh. With it. And I can't, you know, I mean, to the listeners, it's like, if there's been, like you said earlier, if it's like a thought in the back of your mind, then contact them, you know, the diocese, get in there, get to the program, because it's a program that is just going to, it's so enriching, and it's just, it builds so strong on your faith. I mean, the books that we've had, you know, that we've read have been so encouraging. The teachers are fantastic. And it's a well thought out program, and I can't wait for the new year to start.
Well, we can't wait to see you again, Pat.
Looking forward to it.
And Pat brought up a good point. I remember when Pat was going to go through the program, and I said, well, I think you and Pam should go through together. And that's something that they have grown beautifully in together. You talk about sense of community. Start it in your own home.
That's right.
And
we do have lots of couples,
you do,
and they
exactly
say that same
right.
thing. It's
exactly
a great thing
right.
for couples to come together.
And you talk about a man and a woman coming together to enrich their marriage. This has happened time and time again from all the people that I've seen that have gone through as couples. So maybe you'd say, I'd like to get involved somehow with my wife or my husband. This is something that you can do together. Mm-hmm. And this is something that can not only enrich each of you individually, but, you know, you become more closely the one that God has called all of us to be in the married state.
And it's so true, because, you know, I mean, again, we're individuals, you know, but again, we're through our marriage, we're one spirit.
That's
you know,
right.
We're one body.
That's right.
And together we grow, but individually, you know, with our own individual ministry, the Lord is growing, you know, is teaching us and growing us. But as husband and wife, we're growing in it, you know, so differently as well with it. And it's fantastic.
Well, God bless you, Pat. We're going to get to this anonymous. They call back again.
Okay.
And we're going to be taking a break, so let's try to get them in. Thank you so
God
much.
Bless.
Thanks,
God
Pat.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
And again, 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. And with that, we're going to go to Anonymous. How are you?
Oh, hi there. How are you doing today?
I'm very good, thank you.
Well, I was at one of your retreats with Father Eichenauer.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, I just briefly saw you there, and you are definitely a beautiful, gifted person, and most helpful, may I say. And this program is wonderful. I would encourage all young people, anybody that feels called in any way and has the desire, because it sounds to me like this would create a bond and give credibility to those who wish to reach out and are called, and seriously want to serve the Lord.
Mm.
And sometimes you need others. You need that credibility. You
yeah.
need that okay, if you will, approval, maybe mm-hmm. say.
Confidence.
Which has a little confidence, mm-hmm. and most of all, proceed with that. Like I say, it's a bond. And it sounds like a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I would expect you to present something like this.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you very much, Anonymous.
I can hardly hear you. We're kind of a weak connection here. I have
another
phone. So. But anyway, I would encourage anyone. I met someone recently and really seeking to do something more for the church and everything. It's a work for and some people don't realize, yes, you can do that. And it is out there somewhere.
That's right.
The seeking you shall find, and here this is a beautiful presentation. I would encourage everyone to go ahead, do it. Get some credibility there. Reach out. God knows that our souls, our people need it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your words of encouragement.
I have a very weak connection, but God bless you and ride on.
Thank you. God bless you. Maybe you'd like to address some of that, Mary Ann, in regards to that community, sense of communio. I mean,
communio
it's right there.
Is so important. Communion among our students is so strong. One of the things I love to see happen is after their 3 years, they continue on as alumni. And in some of the groups, I always encourage them to come up with their own plan to kind of keep together.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some groups that meet monthly for Mass and breakfast. There's a few groups that go on retreats regularly throughout the year. There's a few groups that continue to meet with their mentor on a
yes.
regular basis throughout
yeah.
the year. And yeah. so the community that has formed is something that continues on. And what's so important about community is that it helps us to recognize how God's working in our lives and to encourage others to continue, mm-hmm. you know, to take that path to holiness, to see how God's working, to talk about how God's working. And then I think when we share that, mm-hmm. It's just such a great reminder and kind of focuses us again
yeah.
on that holiness that we've experienced through the program.
And that's why I think it's important to say, regardless of where you're at in your walk, don't ever think that you've arrived, because you count no matter how old you are, and I'm getting up there, but compared to the countless, you know, of God, who is ageless, and we're always growing, always learning, hopefully. And this is a wonderful opportunity. Sometimes maybe as you're later on in life, it's a perfect opportunity to say, God's not done with me yet.
That's right.
How else? I've retired. What can I do with my life now? And how can I continue to grow? And how can I use the gifts that I've used all my life in the working force? How can I transfer that now using my spiritual gifts and building people up and teaching and helping others? And believe me, the church welcomes all those that go through. And I think that's important to know. The church welcomes all those that go through the formation of the laity program. It is, they know you're well, you know, you're well grounded. They know who you are, and you have to get a letter from your pastor anyway to go into the program, don't you? You
That's
still
right.
do
yeah,
that.
Recommendation.
So your pastor knows before you even graduate. He knows from day one that this is who you are. You love your church. You want to help be part of that growing community, and you want to use your gifts for Mother Church. And Marianne, is there anything specifically that you'd like to say to our listeners today that you think would be, you know, really instructional for them at this point, that they've never heard of it before? Like Pat said, she never heard of the program before. I would imagine there's plenty out there who feel the same way. And yet, obviously, with all the phone calls, another one.
Yeah.
Obviously,
mm-hmm.
we have piqued their interest today.
Good. Let me just add a little bit about our logo. Our logo includes the quote from the Ephesians and says that we are all called to live a life worthy of our calling.
Mm.
And when we first were putting the program together, coming up with that tagline as well as the logo that went with it, we really thought about it and prayed about it, and were led to that line from St. Paul's scripture. And I think that it's so important that we recognize that God has called us through our baptism and confirmed us with the Spirit in our confirmation, and that we all need to follow that calling and live that life that in a worthy way. And so with the church ministry, it gives you an opportunity to really deepen that faith and that relationship, so that truly in everything that you can do, in your parish certainly, but also in your family life,
yes,
in your workplace, and in the world, that you are living as a disciple of Jesus Christ and following that call that you were given. And as you said, many of the people who come to us are those who are at a time in their life where their children, you know, are settled in their lives, and they're able to find time to really follow that call.
Yes.
And come to church ministry to learn more about that and be able to do it in a better way.
That's right. And, you know, the word community continues to come about. Patton, oh, my gosh.
This is Irish talking right now.
Hi, Irish. How are you?
Is this Marty?
No. It's she's right over here. It's Kathleen McCarthy.
Hi, Irish. It's Mary Ann.
Oh, how are you?
I'm so good. It's so nice that you called.
Well, we have only good things to say about the CMI.
Go ahead.
And today is our 53rd wedding anniversary.
Well, congratulations.
Yes. We're probably the oldest people in the class at Lansdale Catholic, but... There is so much respect for individuals, and there's so much good exchange.
What has the church ministry program meant to you and Pat so far?
Well, a great deal. First of all, we're both retired. We're parents of 7 children and 17 grandchildren, and we have time now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've always been involved in our parish, which is St. Eleanor's in Collegeville, and love our parish. It's the largest in Montgomery County.
Yes, it is.
And when we heard about CMI from a deacon, we decided to try it, and it's been very, very wonderful. It's hard to put into words how much you gain from reading, from communicating. The teachers are great. It's just a great program, and I don't want to talk too much because I'm sure other people would like to talk also, but yes, it has added to our lives, enriched our faith, and we're anxious to get involved even more than we had
wonderful.
Been before.
Wonderful.
That's great.
Well,
all right.
Well, I want to thank you for that holy boldness that has been brought out in you, Irish. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
God bless now.
Bye-bye, Irish.
As I said, Mary Ann Harrington, and she is the director of the CMI program out of the Office for Formation of the Laity for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. 610-527-2906, or call anywhere else, 1-888-343-2484. You're listening to What the World Needs Now, part of In His Sight Catholic Radio. And we're blessed to have with us today a lovely woman, very bright, very articulate, and loves the Lord. And she is very much involved in building up the kingdom of God by using her great gifts of administration, her gifts to be able to draw this program in a deeper into your hearts by one of the ways she came on here to talk about her program. And I want to read you something, and that, of course, that is Mary Ann Harrington, the director of CMI, Church Ministry Institute. She is with the Office for Formation of the Laity. I might add again, not every diocese has this. We are blessed here. Use the resources that we've been given. We're really blessed in this Archdiocese of Philadelphia. I just want to read something really quick, and I think it gives you an entire look And it's based on scripture. It's the vision of this program. And it says, the Office for Information of the Laity serves the parishes of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia in the efforts of evangelization and ongoing formation. This provides support and resources for pastors, clergy, parish staff, and parishioners to participate fully in the life and mission of the church. And you just read one of the excerpts from the your logo, so I'm not going to go into all that. But how blessed we are that we have this kind of a program. And Pat, you wanted to say something?
oh, I have a lot in my mind. And what is it, once a week people meet?
Good. We need to talk about the practical, don't right. we?
Yes.
Church ministry students meet once a week at the various sites throughout the Archdiocese. And again, it's on either Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, depending mm-hmm. on the site. The classes run from 7 to 9.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry, 7 to 9:30. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you a half hour off already. And the classes begin in September, and they're finished by the end of May. Okay. And during the summer, we have off. During the summer, we do get together for a book sharing. There's usually a book, a spiritual book that we read during the summer mm-hmm. and then come together and then begin again the next year in the fall. Mm-hmm. And so it's once a week and, of course, off for holidays. Each of the classes are 6 weeks. And so you begin with the course on the Old Testament, which is 6 weeks.
Okay.
After each of the courses, the next night is a mentor meeting. So you meet in a small group, maybe about 7 or 8 people.
Mm-hmm.
And in that small group, the mentor leads you in a reflection on what you've learned. And so, again, it's that mm-hmm. opportunity to just see how God's working in your life and what connections you can make between what you've learned and how mm-hmm. it affects your life and how it changes your life. And mm-hmm. so conversion is a big part of the program. When we learn because God wants to work on us
yes.
and bring us to a new and a deeper place. Mm-hmm. And so that mentor night, that reflection gives you a chance for that. And then the following week, you begin with the next 6 weeks course. Mm-hmm. Each year, there's about 5 courses.
Okay.
All right, that take place.
And who are the teachers? What is their background?
All of our teachers, and we are really yeah. blessed, again, in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, we have close to 60 teachers.
Mm-hmm.
All of them have master's degrees or doctorates in their particular field of theology.
Mm-hmm.
But what they really bring to the program is a love and a passion for God and for learning about God through this particular area of theology.
Mm-hmm.
And so our students always, you know, say to us, where do you find these wonderful men and women? They're priests, they're religious, they're laymen, they're laywomen,
mm-hmm.
But all with a great background in theology to share with our folks.
And one more question, Marianne. Other dioceses, are they open to this? Say, I'm from Camden Diocese. Would my pastor...
Certainly they are.
Okay.
We've had students from Camden, particularly, you know, close to Philadelphia, mm-hmm. and their pastors have encouraged them to come over to our program. Right now, Camden doesn't have a program just like this.
Oh, okay.
Right? Although I can share with you that in Allentown they do, because mm-hmm. Allentown has taken our whole program
okay.
and put it in place for their parishes.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
They have it at 3 different sites.
Okay, so it is growing.
It is growing.
Within the church.
It is.
Good.
Yes. Very much so. And with that, we're going to take a call from Diane. Diane, are you there?
I am.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You have a question or you'd like to share something?
I would like to share my experience with the Church Ministry
Wonderful.
Institute.
Good.
From the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. I just graduated in May.
Okay.
And wanted to share my experience with everybody because I think it's something that can change your life and everybody should experience it if they can. It's... program of a lifetime.
Hmm. And may I ask, is it a time when you've retired and just starting out, or you're...
No, actually, I'm still working full-time.
Okay.
And my friend Hannah Kiernan suggested looking at the program because I wanted to deepen my faith
right.
and learn more of my faith as an adult versus what I learned as a child. And it was suggested to look into the Church Ministry Institute 3-year program, and I did. And it just provides graces that I don't think anybody could even expect
That's
to
right.
get from this program. to really learn about your faith as an adult, from the Bible to the Old and New Testament, to how to pray, to the origin of the sacraments, the Mass, how to learn personal, business, social skills if you want to join a parish organization. Mm-hmm. Just gives you an overall good foundation for a layperson who wants to do more in their church or just learn more about their faith in general.
Well, you know, I had shared with you when at Hannah's graduation, you had really articulated that very well to me when we met, about how it really has changed your life. And I think there are a few moments in our lives that we can really look back and say, this has been a moment of grace in my life.
Correct.
And going through, making that decision to go through this program at CMI is one of those moments to everybody I talk with.
That's right.
You know, so I have Mary Ann here. And
hi, Diane.
Listen, hello.
Hello. Hi.
Thanks for calling in.
Oh, a pleasure. I just got off the phone with Hannah Kiernan, so
oh, good.
She's calling right away.
And, you know, when I think about you and Hannah and that class, it's a wonderful class that have bonded so well together.
Yeah.
And as you know, a class that many of the individuals were going through really difficult times in their life.
Absolutely.
And oftentimes when people come for that first interview and they're fearful of those 3 years, I say to them, and you can vouch for this, that come to the program. Mm-hmm. And if God, you know, wants you to be here for these 3 years, he'll make things happen in that way.
Yeah.
And what often, and particularly a few of the students in your class I can think about, said that at this particular time when their life was difficult, it was the support of coming together with that community, the prayers of that community, that really helped them. And instead of it becoming a hardship to come to class, that coming to class really is what got them through that tough time.
No question about it. No question about it. It was a joy to come to class. And yes, it's a commitment. It's a commitment. But I actually signed up naively thinking it was a 6-week course.
That's okay. That's
I thought
how
it was
works,
6 weeks.
Huh?
I'm going, for 6 weeks. And then once I got in there and found out it was 3 years, automatically I said, no problem. I was meant to be there. I was just meant to be there for that length of time. I didn't even question it because I knew I was supposed to be there and learn from that experience. Mm-hmm. And it just changes changes your outlook on everything, you know, even as far as going to Mass and going, oh, now I get why they do this or that.
That's right.
You know, even the smallest thing.
It is amazing. It sort of is an awakening within yourself.
It is.
A spiritual awakening, you know?
It absolutely is. And then you have the most fabulous instructors that you could ever ask for. Just when you think, oh, you can't get anybody better, the next one comes along. And it's just amazing. Their devotion to instructing us in the faith was just a huge plus for Church Ministry Institute, that they attract such high-quality instructors and keep them.
Right.
Keep them. They're
our
wonderful.
Faculty love to teach for us because they love our students who come wanting to know, you know, about their faith and wanting to grow in that relationship with God. And so all of our faculty say the same thing, that they have grown because of being with our students.
Yeah.
And typically at the end of the year, we send out a little form asking them if they're going to come back, and they always do.
I believe that.
Yeah. Well,
I believe that. So I just wanted to share again my experience, because I try and spread that as much as I can, that people really would benefit so greatly from it, just spiritually all the way around, and just making new friends and learning new things and really, really increasing your love for God in all ways.
Well, God bless you, Diane.
Well, thank you.
I've seen firsthand the beauty of the experience through the program that you went through, and you articulated that so beautifully.
Oh, thank you.
And Marianne, I just want to, we only have a minute, I'm going to close in prayer in a couple minutes.
Terrific.
We have about 3 minutes. And Marianne, I would like you just to leave our folks here with a thought, an idea to come and see, or whatever you feel led on your heart, and then I'm going to close it with a prayer.
Thank you. Just to close, I'd like to invite all of the listeners to open their minds and hearts to God and to allow Him to really work in their lives and to just think and pray and be open to the fact that this might be what God's calling you to now.
Amen. And Lord, we just come together now in this last moment of the program. We ask that you would touch our minds that we might think in the Spirit. We ask, Lord God, that you would touch our hearts to receive your word today going out over these airwaves. And Lord, we ask that we might remember that we're yours, flesh of your flesh and bone of your bone. And we know, Lord, that you're calling us to grow more fully into your likeness and into your image. And so we ask today, Lord, that your word would drop from your lips into their hearts, stirring up the gifts that have been lying within them, dormant maybe from baptism, confirmation. So my brothers and sisters, the word today is go and make disciples using your gifts and your talents that the Spirit of the living God has manifested in your life. Will you keep them to yourself, or will you be willing to use them and say, here I am, Lord, send me. Send me to the CMI program. And then send me to the world, Lord, to build up the kingdom of God. God bless you.